Hagman and the Hagman Report coming to you live on Global Star Radio Network. We thank them so much. They do a great job. Thank you, Todd and company. Also, BTR. We want to thank BTR very much. They're a great outfit. Blog Talk Radio, believe it or not, great outfit. Tremendous. Do good work. And also YouTube Live. Before we get to the calls, you know, just because there's this perception of a reprieve, if you think that's what it is, fine. Do yourself a favor. Start stocking up. I don't care whether it's food. If you have enough food, get gold and silver. If you don't have gold and silver, stock away cash. If you got enough cash, stock away ammo. If you got enough ammo, you know what I'm... Okay, go on and on. Adopt a dog. Or a cat. Dog. From a kill shelter or something. Do it. Do it. All right, but here's one thing you need. You need a Minuteman rocket stove. Because if you have all the food, nothing to cook it with, what are you going to use? Well, we've got the answer for you. This is the best, the absolute, bar none, best rocket stove on the market. It's the perfect survival cooking stove for you and your family. It is a, takes only a little bit of wood. You can get, I've seen enough in the Bronx. Well, that's a bad thing. I've seen enough in downtown Manhattan to actually power up the Minuteman stove. You'll always be able to find enough fuel for the Minuteman, even if you live in the city or the suburb. It takes less than a tenth of the fuel required in open fire cooking, and the fuel is small, diameter requiring less labor, and of course, no tools to process. The Minuteman stove is fully insulated with ceramic refractory insulation. It focuses the heat, which results in cooking power comparable to a kitchen stove. It can be used on a picnic table because the outside of the stove only reaches 200 degrees regardless of the furnace you got blowing inside. And when using the Minuteman stove, you'll notice that it doesn't produce smoke. So if giving away your location or if smoke is an irritant to you, you're going to thank us. Thank Minuteman, actually. The Minuteman stove is self-contained. It seals airtight when finished for travel and storage. We've used ours, put ours back in our supply pantry. You cannot smell it at all. It's a 50 caliber ammo can designed, the seal around the lid, that in a carrying handle. It weighs 14 pounds and it is rugged. It's sturdy. It'll meet all of your needs, folks. Go to MinutemanStove.com, MinutemanStove.com, one more time, MinutemanStove.com, and you will thank us later, MinutemanStove.com.
We're going to be taking your phone calls this hour. We have a number of people lined up, and if you want to join in, the number is 844-769-2944. We're going to go to the calls now. We have first up, Kathy in Tennessee. Kathy, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for being on. Yeah.
Great show, actually, and it seems to be some topics that are near and dear to our heart, for sure. Media, censorship, all of the things.
Yeah, it's, you know, there's so, isn't there, Kathy, when you look at the news, I don't know how you get your news, but if you're like most people, you go to the computer and you look at the headlines, and it's daunting, isn't it? It's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. I'm the co-founder of a group. The founder and strategist is literally a New York City media professional of 30 years. It uses a pen name and has for many years, so it's not cool to be in that industry as a director, producer, and be a conservative Christian. But very much a hardball player, Trump-style playing person with a high IQ. But we know about media. We know what's going on inside the liberal media. Even Fox isn't quite as far right as we would like to see them be. We do get our news online, of course. And if it wasn't for the social media, which is what I want to talk about now in our Christian movie, Twitter, Facebook, social media is shutting. They shut us down completely. We are the group that worked for 17 months that we picked up H.R. 36. And if you recall, that's the resolution that started the Benghazi Select Committee. And we figured out how to use Twitter as an activist tool and started working very closely with Wolf Chief of Staff because we were very successful using the strategies that my group founder friend figured out how to use Twitter. 17 months of our lives, every single day, 3 and 4 hours a night, to get 150 or more of the Select Committee co-sponsors. Twitter literally shut us down multiple times. It's on those two articles I posted in your comment section, one by Jack Cashel, one by Leo Holman from 2 years ago. Death threats, they sent 6 or 8 of their liberal attack dogs, we can call them a bomb, the Twitter army or whatever, death threats, going after everybody that was trying to help us, shut us down multiple times trying to stop that committee. Well, now we know why, right? but we've been through it. We've really been through it. They cut the legs out from under us as activists. We had 3 thank you letters from Frank Wolf, and they're on our website. I think I posted it there on the theteapartyfirearms.net. And we also...
Go ahead and give that website out again, and feel free to give your website
out. It's on your comment section. I put 3 big comments. That one website is our accomplishment site, and it is teapartyfireants.net.
Oh, yeah.
So that was just our Twitter. We had a Twitter group name, and a military friend of ours came up with it. But on that website, everything's an accomplishment. You've got the videos we made, or my partner made. The first one on the front page shows the graphics, the accomplishments, the tweets from the reps, Martha Roby, Senator Jim Inhofe, in the middle of that video that shows everybody thanking us for our work. We were just bludgeoned out there, but we're fighters, and we kept going, and, you know, they hacked our pages and sent death threats.
Hey, welcome to the party, Kathy.
Well, this party gets worse than that. We can't do anything online now at all. We can't do anything on Facebook. I have one account on Twitter. It's totally shadow banned. We're totally censored on Facebook and YouTube. And so recently I started a petition because I've been working with House reps, some of them that knew us, and giving them a lot of investigative information on Twitter. You've got people within Twitter that we call, that are not, there's not a safety department. The person that runs Twitter safety department, actual name is Allison Shea, who is one of the founders of Perverted Justice. And that's
Wait a minute. Okay. Let's get these names down, okay? Allison Shea, good person or bad person?
Dale Harvey, Twitter safety person. Her real name's Allison Shea of Perverted Justice, the Pedophile Trolling Operation. If you want to look that up, that's a big deal. So you've got people within Twitter. You've heard of Obama's Twitter army. Hillary's got people out there. But in a nutshell, they shut us down.
Kathy, I had written about that this 3 years ago, and I had given the exact number. This is from my DHS insider who told me exactly what was going on. This is before it made major media, and I was called a liar. I was called somebody who was, you know, making
false
stories. Oh, you're crazy.
You're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
You're out of your mind. It's real.
Yeah.
You can read the 2 articles I posted on your comments section there from WorldNet Daily from Jack Cashel, because they drugged Jack Cashel in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
So they keep calling my partner Jack. They know he's not Jack. But it's been an ugly fight. So those 2 articles from 2 years ago will give you a really good overview of their investigative reports and what happened with us. Then we were shut down. My partner is media. He's got a very high IQ, very much strategist. And so we went on to create a new genre of 3D stereoscopic Christian motion pictures. So I've got a website link there called braverymovie.com. We can do it, and on a micro budget. So the first movie, braverymovie.com, on that website, you've got a 30-second commercial spot, a 2D and a 3D side-by-side promo markup. This is going to be an ongoing genre if we can get funds raised. These liberal trolls do not want that to be seen either. They do not want us to raise money. They will not allow us to raise money.
Of course not.
That sounds sensational. If you look at braverymovie.com, the synopsis of that particular movie is kind of a Star Wars look to it, and that's the mock-up. Like I said, we did it on no money. that we can actually do these to combat Hollywood's anti-Christian hatred and indoctrination and do them back to back. So they don't want us to raise money. They won't allow that movie to be that movie site to be seen. I've taken to the airwaves lately because otherwise they beat us. They've ruined us. Our lives will be ruined because these people are slandering me personally all over the internet.
Sure.
I cannot be seen anywhere. They've said even on a tweet when they saw the movie thing, this must not be allowed to happen.
That's right.
They're still doing it. So I need everybody to go there and look. If you can donate anything at all, if you have any trouble,
give us the website again.
Email me. BraveryMovie.com.
Okay, BraveryMovie.com.
Right, and you can watch that 3D. It's scroll down the front page. If you have a 3D TV access with active glasses, you will see what it looks like would look like in 3D, and that's the mock-up. Everything's original. But the storyline, the synopsis, is a futuristic Orwellian-type movie, sci-fi, of what if Christianity is outlawed in 50 years. You've got beheading parties. The government's all-seeing eye. The movie is going to be awesome. And they do not want that movie to come out. But we have others behind that to come out one after the other. We need money. Now, they've ruined it. They've cost us our money. They've cost us our lives. I mean, seriously, looking over our shoulder these days, guys, when you got the Benghazi Select Committee co-sponsors, which is what uncovered Hillary's email scandals, and they know it and cost her the election, they don't like us one bit.
Well, and Kathy, let me just say this. The independent media, as you described, what you just described is what's taking place, and that's that's what's not getting out to the general public, is that's what's taking place with the independent media. These people will go around, they will attack your sponsors, they'll call your sponsors up, and they'll say, did you know that, if you continue sponsoring the Hagman Report, we're going to boycott you because they're engaged in hate speech.
You're right.
Yes, yes. And it gets worse.
Such con artists. There's one of these, Kristen Snow White. I sent a summons for her because I know where she is in Fresno, California, that has sent me death threats. Big Brother's watching you, sending nasty notes, shut the F up. I mean, I'm getting all this stuff all the time in half of 3 years. I've gone to the district attorney's office. I've gone to the every legal department I can find. And now I'm looking for class action lawyers, an attorney to represent me, because I will sue Twitter, and if I sue Twitter, I will win $20 million. But you can't do it without money. So that's one thing. I started a petition. It's on the website, too, on BraveryMovie.com. Under the Contact tab, there is a button there that says, please sign our petition for censorship. It's really going after Twitter.
Because I hope you win, and I hope that you find attorneys.
If I can't be seen, I need you guys to help me.
All right.
Finding an attorney. I need help finding an attorney, whether it's personal, class action. We need funds now.
Let me plead your case for you, because getting an attorney, no attorney is going to work on commission or what do they call it? They're going to need a retainer. So if, right off the bat, you're looking at easy $20,000, $25,000, $30,000.
Yeah, I talked to one of them, and especially one that knows enough about social media and don't think you're nuts. They now have to know how to look at this stuff. I've sent a lot of this information to some reps. I'm working with a few House reps now that know us. They've got the information. We're waiting until after Friday. So I don't know about the lawsuit part of it. A class action lawsuit's different. They don't charge you for that.
You know, generally speaking, the only people that win in class action lawsuits are the lawyers, and that's been my experience over the years.
Well, I'll tell you what, doing something's better than doing nothing, because these people right now in Twitter, the criminal activities they've done to us as a group, to keep us from raising funds, we would never be able to use the internet again. If we can raise money for this movie, then
I don't mean to overtalk you, but this is exactly another aspect of lawfare. When you talk about in the case that I referenced on my video, was about that Muslim kid, the clock kid. But this is the other part of lawfare, to shut you up. This is the other part that people don't know. So you're exactly right that yes. So,
you're right in what you said a minute ago, too, because they literally call people. They'll call like they've called my theater people and scare the fire out of them so that they wouldn't do anything. They called the tax office, which I made friends with him because we weren't doing anything wrong. We're sure the heck not able to raise enough money they would even care about right now because the trolls are not letting it happen. They took my GoFundMe page down for Bravery Movie when I was on a Christian radio station for an hour out of North Carolina last April. They took it down right before the show, and I didn't know it until after the show. And it came, I've got a screenshot of that too. I've got hundreds of screenshots, maybe thousands. And it says something about, we're investigating it because you can't raise money for legal matters. There was nothing on there about legal matters.
No, it doesn't matter. These are their tactics. And you know, many of these, and I'll say this, you're talking about outlawing Christianity, and you're talking about some very interesting and kind of scary things. Not only, Kathy, are you guilty, are these people going to accuse you of fear porn, but they're also the people who you've got to worry about too are the so-called Christians who'll come after you and saying, well, this is, this is not right. What you're doing is not right. I don't agree with this. It's not doctrinally correct. So we're going to come after you. You'll get fragged as well as shot by the outside.
Oh,
okay,
you and it's funny because if you build it, they will come. The liberal atheist can very easily raise $1 million or more for vulgar 10-minute projects to be seen only on YouTube. I looked up the top crowdfunded movies, and they're all liberal. And there was a couple of them that were raised $800,000 and $1 million to do 4 and 5 minute YouTube short cartoons.
Oh yeah, the animated stuff is always
Yeah. You say Christian movie, and people go, I can't spare $10. Come on, guys. No. They want they fuss about Hollywood and the indoctrination of the kids, and that's true, and the anti-Christian hatred. We finally have people. I'm the producer of this thing, but my co-producer and friends are experts in the industry, so when you go to Bravery Movie, everything is unique and original. Even the sound is, we own that, the music scores. That guy would come with us as well to do these new genres, to go into the theaters. And it is to give these young generations, the millennials, the future your kids, your grandkids, something other than the Hollywood junk that's out there.
Kathy, that's
options.
Sorry for interrupting. That's needed today. And, these liberals with deep pockets, all seems to stem back to the same groups, organizations, and people. When you got billion-dollar donors that fund just about everything you do, you're right. It is sad to see their ability to make money and raise money.
And your Christian conservatives would back this thing once it's made. The problem is you can't make it without the money. And you especially can't make it when you're censored online for getting the Select Committee co-sponsors and giving up your life for 17 months.
And Kathy, welcome to 2016. Welcome to post Obama America. Well, that's right.
1984. That's where we are.
It's braverymovie.com. We're going to got to cut you loose, but thank you for all of this. You're in our hearts and our prayers. Braverymovie.com.
Thank you. And anybody that can donate anything tonight would be very encouraging. We need your help. And if you have any trouble donating, email me. We need to know. I think they probably might be blocking that too. Any help
probably
you can get, guys, or we're dead in the water. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the
show. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Kathy.
Thanks for the call. Have a good night. Up next, we have Lars in California.
By the way, I can attest for Kathy. I mean, I know because I've seen her comments, and people have been telling me about her, about the movie and stuff, the initiatives. So, just to make sure you know, go ahead.
Yeah, we got longtime listener and caller Lars from California on the phone. Hey, Lars.
Hallelujah. Hey, Joe,
how's it going?
How are you doing?
You can't complain.
Great. Amen.
I can.
Welcome back, Joe.
No one hears me.
I've missed you for a few weeks. And Doug, hello.
Well, hello.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'll just go real quick because God's working so fast and we just have to rest right now like never before. back on the 29th of October, the Lord put in my spirit a word, and it's plethora or plethora, and it means a superabundance of something, and God Almighty is going to bless his people in the coming days like never before. So the listener that was just calling in before, hang in there in Jesus' name. 2017 is the year for action. It says that faith without action is dead, and those that know the Lord God shall be strong and do action or do exploits. And then as I've spent more time this year with the Lord, last 14 days, it's a year of perfection through action. And
interesting.
Oh, I'm telling you, Joe. Amen. I got two scriptures. This is real simple. This is, listeners, go to 2 Chronicles 20 when you have time, read the whole thing. Yesterday, that was the message at our church up here where I live. And then I got a text today with the same scriptures. So this is a confirmation. But he says, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Verse 17, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand you still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And this is a time for us to stand in worship, stand in God's peace, stand in God's power, and God's going to do the rest, gentlemen. There's no doubt in my mind. And interesting, Cyrus, you know, there's been the prophecies that, you know, God's using Trump as, you know, Cyrus, and this is the 45th president in Isaiah 45. Well, this morning I got this nugget from Isaiah 44, verse 27 and 28. And have you guys heard about, you know, Trump wants to move the
embassy to Jerusalem,
Tel Aviv?
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, I was listening to a preacher Saturday, a very famous one in town, and he said that, you know, his concern was if they did that, you know, just the uproar. But, you know, the devil's a liar. He's defeated. So we know things are going to come into place, and God's will be done. Isaiah 44, 27 and 28. That saith to the deep, be dry, and I will dry up that river. Thus saith, that saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure. Even saying in Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple the foundation shall be laid. And I just asked this question, you know, everybody, I heard so many people saying that, you know, Obama was the, you know, the Antichrist, and then before that, you know how it goes, guys, you know how it goes.
Yeah, sure.
And so now, you know, with Trump going in and all this stuff, and it's just going to be interesting to see as this plays out, you know, does, you know, President Trump end up, you know, with his son being, you know, a Jewish man, and supposedly he's going to be an ambassador there. But is, you know, are we that closer to the actual seeing this come to pass?
Oh,
yeah, every day
without a doubt, we get closer.
Yeah.
you know, some people That's say exciting. That the end times aren't upon us yet. Some believe that we are living in those times right now, not the very end, but the running up to the end. And
yes, sir.
I mean, anything can happen. Things can change so fast, and we see a few things that are key. What's happening in the Middle East with Syria, this Paris Peace Accord is something to keep our eye on. And they're going to continue to push these things through until they get what they want, which is a two-state solution, which is a war-torn, divided Middle East. And what purposes are those going
to
be for?
Woe to he who divides Jerusalem. And, of course, you know, takes away the land from Israel. And I'll tell you this. You know, folks, look, when we have guests on who talk about Israel and talk about the Zionism, you have to understand, okay, there are things that we don't agree with our guests on when it comes to Israel. We do believe Israel is the apple of God's eye. We believe that Israel, you know, Israel is deeded to the Jews, all right? Now, how that was executed, many people have problems with. I get that. However, it's the bottom line is this is where prophecy takes place, and this is, in at least in my view,
God's prophetic timeline. So you're right on that, Lars.
Yeah, and you know, like I say, if we go back and just reread 2 Chronicles 20 and also read Psalm 65. Wow. And the river of God's here. You know, I live out here in California, and from basically Highway 50 north, the drought is over. And so we blanketed this area with prayer. We got 17 inches of rain last week with 17 inches of snow. And we're still here.
I heard they were pushing a lot of fresh water back into the ocean that they had received, you know, almost over 350 billion gallons of water. And that made up for what was happening with the drought the last few years. But I heard that they're in one of the towns in California, they're just shoving billions of gallons of water back into the ocean.
Oh, I'm sure they're, yeah. And it's all, and I heard, Doug, with you, with Dave a couple weeks ago, and with Jerry Brownback Brown, and, you know, some things that would be coming out. And
Moonbeam, yeah.
I gave him a Bible years ago when he came back into office. God gave me favor with him, and I just know that
ask for it back, okay, Lars. ask for it back. Seriously.
No, I'm asking God to move on him and Joe Biden and these people that need to get delivered. If not, then Lord, get some millstones out, and Lord Jesus, take care of business.
There it is.
Lars, we got to cut you loose. We're up against the break. We'll be right back with your calls and more after this. Have a good night, Lars. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls.
This edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report, folks, please bookmark us. Bookmark HagmanReport.com. Check that website every day. Make that one of your first stops. It maybe Drudge is a stop, whatever, but put in HagmanReport.com as a bookmark. And also, please bookmark Hagman and Hagman.com. There you go for the show every night. That'll take you to whatever venue you'd like to listen or view. It also runs the show on the page. Also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. All right? Please do that as well. That raises our visibility. And follow us on our social networking. I've got one personal, Twitter and Facebook, as well as the Hagman Report in general and in total. Texas Seeds. Folks, if you're preparing, and as well you should be, one of the mainstays of your pantry, your prep pantry should be seeds. Regionally appropriate, open pollinated heirloom seeds. Now, most seed banks don't take into account the geographical differences. They don't offer certified seeds. Texas Ready does. Texas Ready is the best of the best of the best seed banks out there. TexasReady.com. Or, I'm sorry, TexasReady.net. You can go from the banner on our website, TexasReady.net. TexasReady.net. They come in refurbished U.S. Army ammo cans, which have moisture seals. And they are virtually indestructible. The larger kits come with training manuals, which teach you how to garden properly. And each Texas Ready seed bank contains 80-plus varieties of vegetables and fruits, including 8 dual-purpose herbs for culinary and medicinal purposes. That's TexasReady.net. TexasReady.net. You really need these seed banks. These are the best. Years upon years upon years of research. They did it well, TexasReady.net.
We are in the last segment of this Monday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report, and we got a number of callers lined up, and we're going to bring them on. First up is Adrian from Maine. Thanks for holding, Adrian. You're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Hey, good afternoon. Sorry, good evening, guys. I'm a little nervous, first-time caller. It's great to speak with you.
It's great to speak with you, and the truth is we're nervous too. So, no, I'm just kidding. No, it's just us on the phone. So, what's up? What's on your mind?
Man. Wow, so much. I think what's really wild is I'm a believer, and I'm really trying to not let my heart be troubled, as the scripture tells us. And I think what's really exciting from God's perspective is that all these things as far as the end times and the Antichrist and the system, God sits out of time and he's not out of control, and these things are going to happen. And I think Trump, God bless his heart, has bought us some time.
Yeah, I think so.
I hope you're right. There is an optimism out there that people have now. There's a lift of overbearing sense of doom that's been lifted. At the same time, though, we need to remain vigilant with all this, because you know that the agenda of Satan and these people who worship him, and it's very subtle. Things aren't, they don't seem to take too many setbacks with this agenda. It just seems that they focus on other areas and are constantly doing things behind the scenes that we don't see for days, weeks, even months and years in advance. So I have no doubt that things are continuing along the evil track that they were just a few weeks, a year ago. I think it's just happening in different ways, and I think we'll see it in different ways. I don't know how that will be, but there's definitely, people can't look at the Trump presidency and take a deep breath and put their feet up and say, okay, we got here. It's going to be smooth sailing, because I think they're going to be in for a very bad surprise.
Yeah, I certainly think the enemy is certainly ratcheting up, because he knows his time is short. And one thing that really struck me today was reading Breitbart in regards to Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg's meeting with the chancellor in Germany, and it seems like this trial of fake news censorship might be a very sinister thing in the near future, and I believe in my gut that Mr. Zuckerberg might play a very dark role as far as ushering in a new genocide against Christians, against people that don't fit the narrative, against people that are a threat to the globalism. And I mean, it's like you can't unknow these things. You sense them, you know, you read the news, you try to sift through what's fake and what your heart and what your gut and what your soul tells you. And it's just very interesting to dissect and to listen to folks like you guys. And I'm so grateful that you guys are out there fearlessly doing what you're doing.
And, we're grateful you're a listener, and we thank you for, you know, spending your time with us, because you could be doing any number of things, listening to other programs as well. It's because of you that we do this, and people like you, and we're trying to do our job better and better and better each day. But you know what? I'm with you there. I mean, I'm with you. Everything you said, I really agree with. You mentioned Zuckerberg as being potentially a part of this, the fake news, anti-Christian, ultimately, you know, how this is going to end up. And I think you're absolutely 100% correct.
Yeah, there's those supernatural forces of good, and then there's supernatural forces of evil that work in our world on a daily basis. And you can see where a lot of these companies, government institutions are choosing, rather than a debate of ideas and free speech, to oppress and censor people based on what they believe, whether it's true or not, from religion to certain political beliefs. And that's, you're right, it's going to intensify, especially through the social media channels. They're creating algorithms and putting people in place to heavily monitor what people are posting. And they're going to weed out what they deem is offensive or something that, you know, could be enlightening to other people.
Sure. You know, I feel sad for these people, because they are way in over their heads. God is the number one power.
Amen.
So their day of reckoning is going to be very sad and very terrible if they don't come to their senses and realize, you know, unplug from the matrix. You know, I mean, obviously somebody and some things, you know, some entities, some spirits behind the dark curtain, like Ephesians 6, have worked their dark magic on people like Zuckerberg and, you know, these people that think that, you know, wow, I have all this power to control millions of people and use these algorithms and these bots and all this technology. And you know, between that and days of Noah being resurrected, you know, nothing new being under the sun and history repeating itself, I think these guys really need to look deep within themselves and realize that the game they're playing is dangerous, and not only that, it's very, very much a turn. eternal.
Mm. Amen. And you, sir, are I believe, you're so right on the money, and I don't know how else to say it except that you're exhibit A for the audience that we have. Articulate, concise understanding of the current events, and you really laid it out well, and for that I want to thank you.
Because yeah, thanks for your call.
It's really great. Yeah.
Yeah, God bless you guys. Keep up the great work.
Well, thanks.
God bless you, too. You have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
All right.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. Just want to make a quick note. I really like the background, Eric. It looks good on the screens. We're going to go to Janice in Michigan next. Janice, thanks for holding. You're live on the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Yes, well, good evening. It's almost past my bedtime. But I stayed
awake. Well, Janice,
for you.
I'm glad you did. I mean, are you in your jammies? No, I got to ask.
Yeah. I've been listening to your show, but I never called in because I never heard you open the lines. You said we could bring up whatever topic, and I have been wanting to talk about the inauguration.
Sure.
This Friday. It's almost kind of too late for what I had on my heart. You know, of course, I voted for Trump, and I fasted. Also, and I'm just, you know, excited for that God has given us a reprieve and put him in there. But, you know, with everything that's going on the media about the threats and the different things that are going on of what's going to happen, it's all up in the air. We're all just waiting for Friday. And there's one thing that has come out to me that I really would love to be able to get through to Trump on is that he needs to change his music. In other words, have you heard what he plays like during the Republican convention and even when he comes, a friend of mine saw him, there's several thousands of people there and they keep playing this song by the Rolling Stones that's his theme song?
Yes.
You can't always get what you want?
You know, I I'm stymied because I've never heard really anyone address the reason behind that. Why?
Well, it could be his kids. Who knows, you know, who came up with it. He's in New York, and probably the Stones are in New York, and, you know, it's good old American rock and roll, I'm cool, and all that stuff. And, you know, I understand all that, but... And the thing is, we need a lot of prayer, and Trump might be a baby Christian, I don't know, from what I'm hearing, but we need a lot of prayer for him, but including for this inauguration. But what I was feeling, or basically got downloaded to me from the Lord, was that, Lucifer was in charge of the music in heaven before he fell. And music is really powerful. So what the message that he's getting out there is you can't. It's a negative. Always get what you want. Just like I remember the theme song from the Clintons was don't stop thinking about tomorrow, you know?
Right.
It's a negative by Fleetwood Mac or whatever. So the other thing is that I don't think too many people know this, but in 1966, the International Church of Satan was formed in California by Anton LaVey.
Yep.
And he's dead now, but...
his daughter has taken over the church.
Yeah. And I've met some of his relatives, too. But the thing is, music is really powerful, and... Mick Jagger, who wrote Sympathy for the Devil.
Yep.
He's a founding member of the International Church of Satan. And my whole thing is we got to get the spirit right over this whole inauguration so that we can dispel all this potential violence and bad vibes and division. And there has been fomented a lot of racism and division in this country by upper powers, and I'm sure Trump would like to reverse that. And
I would hope, yeah.
So, I mean, he could change it with some music that's different.
Like, well, let me be the devil's advocate, pun intended, okay? of all the things you could pick, that seems to be so insignificant, you know? That
and
music.
I'll add, any real mainstream music in the last 50 years is all about Satan worship and is evil, so... But
well,
yeah, I understand what you're saying.
From. In the Bible, you know, we're in spiritual warfare. This is good versus evil, God versus the devil. We all agree on that. And in the Bible, there was a war that was actually won by the singers in the music going ahead. I don't know if you remember that story, but it's very interesting. It's spiritual. It's not in the natural. And
Well, we understand the power of frequency. I mean, we've had programs about frequencies and, you know, about the 440.
It's more the message.
The message.
And it's the spiritual aspect of who's over the music. You know, this is inviting the devil to come in, actually, through that.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If I was able to pick up the phone and talk to Donald Trump and say, hey, lose Rolling Stones, play Frank Sinatra My Way. You okay with that?
No.
Actually,
I didn't think of this on my own, but I was talking with the Lord, and he gave me some information about this. He reminded me about Lucifer being in charge of the music and Mick Jagger being a member of the Church of Satan and Sympathy for the Devil and all that. So, how about some American music instead of British? But here's a song that God gave to me. This is not my taste or anything, but I couldn't believe it when I saw the lyrics. It's from the 60s. You might remember this. By the Young Rascals, People Got to Be Free. Have you ever heard
okay.
that?
Yes. Boy,
okay.
You're...
It's an upbeat song.
Yeah, yep.
But if all the world over, so easy to see, people everywhere just want to be free, this message would be a good feeling message, upbeat, that the whole world would identify with.
Well, exactly. And I think, look, on the whole, I think you're correct. I think that people would look at you, and again, I mean no disrespect whatsoever, but they would look at you and say, really, are you serious? You know, I mean, this is what you're going to be concerned about, but you're actually correct because of, I mean, you're factually correct.
Music is powerful.
It is.
You know, what it does to people, how it makes them feel, it can emit emotions or whatever. It's the most powerful medium, but the thing is, over this inauguration that's coming into with such tenseness, you know what I mean?
I hear you. Well, you made some great...
He said he's going to have a good time. This, if you pull up the lyrics to People Got to Be Free by Young Rascals, and you will see that even the Golden Rule is in there. And I'll do unto you what you do to me. And
I think from now on, I think you are right. You are kind of late because now it's just going to be hailed to the chief. Good points all. Ma'am, we've got two calls left. We've got to hit them. Thank you, though, for calling. And I appreciate you sharing sharing your thoughts with us.
There's one other song that you might recall, Doug, and I'll quit with this.
Okay.
Get Together by the Youngbloods, which is Come On People Now, Smile on Your Brother, Everybody Get Together, Try to Love One Another Right Now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would be another thing that would bring people together. It's not one of my favorite songs, but I believe that the Lord gave me those to try to be options for good feelings and bringing us together as a country.
Amen.
So thank you for letting me...
Yeah. Sure.
Vent or whatever.
No, well, no problem.
Now
you
can pick this up.
Now you can go back. Now you can go to bed. Now you're okay. Have a good night.
I am a first-time caller, too. So.
Well, congratulations. Thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it. We really do.
Oh, thank you. You guys have a good night. You're doing a good job.
All right.
Thank you. You have a good night, too.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. We got two callers left.
All right,
we got D'Angelo in Georgia. We're coming to you first. You're live on the Hagman & Hagman Report.
We can do this.
Hello?
Hey. What's up?
I'd like to discuss something. So let's say scenario. Let's say that the government really does fall down and basically America becomes like an anarchy country, right?
Under Trump or just in general?
Just in general. Like basically nobody can be ruled over. There's no cops. There's no, you know, military personnel, nothing. Like everybody's literally free.
In other words, a Saturday in Chicago, right? All right.
Yeah, kind of like that.
All right, we got you.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, what would be, like, the best way to keep everything, you know, balanced? Because, you know, I already know sometime in this century, you know, in the 2000s or probably 3000s, this government will eventually fall down. It's not going to stay here forever. So I'm wondering, what's the best way to replace it?
It's a good question.
Well,
I would say if the federal government and even state governments collapse, the only solution or the only way to get back on track would be to have functioning, secure local communities where you have, you know, people who do different types of work, from doctors to farmers to mechanics. You'd have to have a real community.
But think about the government structure, though, Joe, what this caller said. Because
it would be chaos if it did collapse. But what I'm saying is the solution, and really the only solution, is to have a real functioning community where everybody serves a purpose, people help each other. There would be, obviously, you know, no assistance or from law enforcement to monetary or food assistance from the federal government. So everybody would have to have a purpose and band together under survival, under the theme of surviving. And that would be the only way, because if people are acting out of, you know, chaos and anarchy, as you said, and running around killing each other, there's not going to be any peace. There's not going to be any peace of mind unless you have, it's almost like what you saw with the gangs, you know, from Italians to all kinds of different type, the prison gangs, people get together and they try to work towards their own survival. You're going to have a community type gang where almost like back in the days of the pilgrims.
Yeah, but the problem is with the gang part, I don't know. It just got infiltrated and, you know, they went from being supportive to just destructive.
Right. But I think if everybody sees the chaos and the anarchy, and hostility, they would have to understand that, you know, strength in numbers is the only way to do this, because everybody can't grow food for themselves or raise animals for farming. You know, a lot of people can't fix their own cars and can't do
bleak scenario.
You know, these different functions, and you need people from all walks of life to fill these roles that need to be filled.
Mm-hmm. So what if, you know, there's going to be other countries that are interested in taking that land? So
a Red Dawn scenario on top of the civil unrest and chaos, kind of what Dave Hodges talks about.
And that doesn't concern me as much. I think if it got to that point, most people in this country would be dead by that time.
Caller, it gives us something to think about, my friend. It does. And you know something? Yeah. Right before bedtimes, too. No. Let us mull that over a little bit. We're going to take our last call here, but thank you for calling and bringing that up. It's kind of an interesting scenario that you painted. And again, something Dave Hodges talks about, you combine the chaos. What would replace it? And how? Very interesting question. I'm not sure we know. All right, brother. Thank you. We're going to grab another Thank you. Thank you. Well, I think thank you. I don't know, but thank you.
Yeah, good night.
All right, man.
We got one caller left, Jeff in Missouri. We're going to bring you on now. Thanks for holding. You are live on the Hagman and Hagman Report.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. How's Missouri?
Oh, it's all right. It's been raining here, but it's all right. First time caller, actually first time I've ever called into a show. And
great to have
actually ran into you off of Alex Jones' channel whenever you were in there with the deal with the pedo gate guy. And
yeah, you know, I wish I would have had another 10 minutes of that.
Yeah, I wish you would have too.
Man, I was just getting warmed up, but anyway.
Yeah, I could tell.
Oh,
but just my comments on the inauguration. Yeah, I think there's going to be a little bit of scuffles going on. But as far as the swearing in of Trump, I think that's going to go smooth.
I agree.
And I
do
too.
I don't really see an issue there.
I think the government,
the crowd, but
the government and the law enforcement agencies work really hard to make sure that this event goes off without any issue. And it's not only it's for the American people, it's for the world to see that the transition of power can happen without incident and smoothly, and keeping that confidence in the American system is what it's all about. I don't think it has anything to do with the people who are coming and going. I think it has to do with the structure of our government.
Yeah. Yep. And one other thing, I'm going to try to be quick because I know you guys are starting to get off of here.
You're going to take us out, so yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
you ever interviewed Bix Weir or heard of him?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we've heard of him, and I think he
was on the show, wasn't he?
I think he was scheduled to be on, and then something got screwed up. But you like him? What do you think?
Yeah, I do. You know, he's into financial and geopolitical stuff, and he's got good insight. You know, because we all know things are going to go down.
Yeah.
And eventually. And the way he looks at it, on the other side, although it's going to be rough, and I know it's going to be rough, and, you know, my mom passed away a week before Thanksgiving.
Oh,
she's
man,
in a
I'm sorry.
Place. It's all right. She's in a better place than all of us. You know, I'm just glad she's not going to have to go through this because, you know, she had health issues and all that. So she's not going to have to deal with it. We're going to.
Yes.
And
so are our children.
And his...
Yeah.
Yeah. But his perspective on the other side of what happens after is so interesting. And I like his take. And it'd be, I don't know, I think it'd be interesting if you guys had him on there and talk to him.
Well, just for you.
Just a suggestion.
Just for you, we are going to make an invite to Bix Weir. And again, I believe we had him scheduled, and I think something happened where we had, this is like right around Christmas time, and I think the holidays got in the way, and we got tripped up over that. So we'll have him come on and keep him on for an hour or so. And because you're right.
Yeah,
he's
good. He's got a better upbeat to a downside.
Yes.
You know what
I
mean?
And I've heard them before.
There's so much negativity pushing towards you that you just think it's the end, where he can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And
I think it's so important,
the way
don't you?
He explains it. Yeah. And then he also talks about, you know, what he thinks about Trump and what Trump's going to bring out to the world for everybody to see, which is another interesting deal. And I would let him explain that, then me try to explain that through him.
You know, I got a couple, I think I know what you're talking about. It'll be interesting indeed. Brother, we're at the end of the show. You did it. You took us out. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for calling, and thanks for allowing us to be the first time. Oh.
Hey, no problem. Enjoyed it. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Appreciate it. Well, that'll do it, ladies and gentlemen, for us tonight. Joe, very interesting set of callers. Really, some class act, all of them class act callers.
Absolutely. And just for those folks who are listening in hopes of listening to guest Trey Smith tonight. We did contact him. There was some kind of mix-up, and he will be rescheduled. So we'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes. And it was stuff nice that happens. It happened because we got a chance to open the phone lines and hear from you guys.
Talk to you.
On the heels of this week of the inauguration. So we will be back tomorrow. We got a fantastic show for the rest of the week and for the rest of the month and for the foreseeable future. So you're not going to want to miss it. Until then, stay safe, God bless, and have a good night. We will be back tomorrow.